Stand back! There's a hurricane coming through!
Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Paul Kuharski joins us every Wednesday from 8 to 9. He's kind enough to be with us this morning as well in the aftermath of preseason game number one for the Tennessee Titans. We welcome him in on our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. PK, how we doing? What's going on?
I'm well, guys. How are you?
Awesome. Thanks for taking time to be with us. PK, the starting offense with two touchdowns in two drives. Now, albeit they started on the 15-yard line in one of those. But what did you make overall of what you saw from the starters on the offensive side of the ball on Saturday?
Yes, pretty encouraging overall. You know, it doesn't Joe kind of hit on it in what he wrote. There are times where it matters who you're going against, at times that it doesn't. And I think, in terms of Callahan's play calling and offensive movement and offensive line play and all of that stuff, I thought it was just important that they get something accomplished. They've had a hard time with the Titans pass pressure and the Titans DBs and all of that. So for them to go out against whoever and, move the ball and get results, in the kind of baby step phase that they're in right now in terms of getting this offense developed, I thought it was pretty smooth day for the offense. Whether or not the 49ers gave a damn about the game, which I don't think a team at that stage of Super Bowl contention and with who they had on the field really cared much about results or much in the context of Saturday night.
So anything upon review, that maybe you didn't first blush think, but then later you're like, oh, wow, this was better or worse than I thought?
Yeah, I mean, I thought Latham had some really nice moments and then a couple that weren't as good. The nice moments, he looked like a big-time left tackle. So I think it's encouraging that you see that. And, I'm on board with the Bill Callahan stuff. So I see making those big-time plays. I see the mistakes, and I think, well, they're going to have a nice film session correcting that stuff, and he's going to get better and better. And Tavondre Sweat, whether or not Jeffrey Simmons is out there, I thought, first time or not, should have done better considering how well he's done in practice. So he's not as far along as practice makes him look, I would say. And so those rookies are big storylines the first time through. And I thought the deployment, he said something about rotating Rudolph and Malik, and we didn't really see that. So it's for further evidence. We don't need the evidence, but the Malik Willis fans need the evidence that there's nothing going on. And I know you wrote a little bit about that too. Rudolph did not come here to be a third string quarterback, and there's no chance that he's going to be a third string quarterback.
PK, kind of building on the Sweat part of this on the defensive side, your concern level, and look, I get it. Simmons and Landry weren't out there. Sneed wasn't out there. Woozy wasn't out there. So it's not like it was the full starting unit. But you did see a whole lot of San Francisco 49ers backups just march right up and down the field on the first drive and score a touchdown. Concern level from what you saw from some of the group of the starters on the defensive side?
Yeah, you don't like it, obviously. I mean, it's not the tone you want coming out of the gate and all of that. But again, with five guys, six guys missing out of the starting bunch, and one drive, they settled down after that, even though that was it for whatever the best of the 49ers had out there. I don't take it as meaning much. But listen, I don't take anything as meaning much. I mean, it was a nice game by Chance Campbell. But now we're going to have a week of Chance Campbell talk, like Chance Campbell, some big deal.
And don't sleep on Chance Campbell.
See?
Don't
sleep. Every year.
It's Joe's boy.
Every year.
Every year he makes plays. Then he gets hurt.
Oh, goodness gracious. Every year somebody does. I mean, Chance Campbell's a very good athlete if you go look at his RAS and all of that. And, you know, it's been 2 years and he's played four games.
Right. He gets hurt. And then, hey, you know,
I love you saying he gets hurt. Like, that's a positive. Look, in my defense of Chance Campbell, I've got this positive over here. He gets hurt.
In my defense, no. The point being, he's a good football player. If he can stop getting hurt, he can play football. And you throw cold water and everything. It's like, you know, whatever year it was, you're like, you owe the apology to the fans about NWI. Here we are. Here we are. You continue to owe me an apology that you never gave me. Yeah.
Here we are with NWI. The fifth receiver on the team, which is what I said all along. He needed to be the fifth receiver on the team.
He hasn't been, though, has he?
You said he was going to be the number two receiver.
I did not.
So you need to give the apology.
No, you don't know how to read.
And Chance Campbell, you don't understand this concept. They say the two most important words are accountability and availability. When he doesn't have one of the words, you can't praise the guy.
Did you watch him play football? He looked like he was not hurt to me the other day.
He wasn't.
Okay.
You understand the concept of time?
I understand the concept of he played and looked good. So let's have a week of Chance Campbell fun.
Yes. Let's have some of that. PK, on the offensive side.
Let's get him a rickshaw.
PK, I thought Tony Pollard looked pretty good, pretty explosive on Saturday. I'm really excited to see that Spears-Pollard duo and what that could mean for the Titans this year.
Yeah, I thought that worked out really nicely. And that was a good development, too, that nobody walked out of the building thinking, well, I should have kept Derrick Henry, although I know those times are coming. And it was interesting to me that they used Haskins and Chestnut in a similar way instead of, like, using one of them on the next series and one of them on the series after that. They mixed it up with them. So I think Pollard Spears is going to be interesting, and if they get anything like what they got, I mean, Pollard had, three touches on that one series, and pretty much was responsible for getting them down the field. Was that the second scoring drive?
Yeah.
And so he looked pretty electric. What they're doing, you know, that was a perfect example of what they say they want to do and how it's going to work. I thought the play calling for them was good, and, you know, there's no confusion about who needs to be on the field and who doesn't need to be on the field and all of that. So it's a new day in the Titans backfield in terms of, workhorse back. I mean, we've had a workhorse back that we've been watching on the field for the Titans since the beginning of time. And, that era is over. And if those two guys stay healthy, it's going to be very interesting to see their output. And it's a bad time for fantasy players with Titans running backs because you don't know which one's going to have a bigger day unless you get both of them and play both of them.
Speaking of new day, as a devout Craig Aukerman hater, do you have any praise and love for the new special teams coaching and operation that we're seeing right now?
I absolutely do. I mean, Colt Anderson and Levine had their guys ready to go, and I think it was a message from God that on the first two special teams touches there were big returns, saying these guys have been coached. They know what to do. There's a blocking scheme for them. And look what could happen if you actually, just put somebody that has a real interest in making things happen on special teams instead of just saying, like, yeah, no, this guy's good. You don't understand special teams. You don't understand the magic of this coach. New day. It's beautiful. The kickoffs were weird. I don't know if I like it. What did you guys think?
I liked it. Yeah.
I mean, it was
you got a chance every turn
and watching them just basically like hand fight each other once the ball was caught was really weird at first, but it grew on me. I like it.
I mean, we're going to have some returns now, right? So, I'm for anything that gives us a football play back.
No? Yeah, I agree. But I agree. But it's just, it's contrived, And anything that's contrived is a little – it takes some getting used to for me. But I do like the fact that it produces plays. And I did, Joe, I don't know if you heard me. You were two seats away from me. But on the first return, I did do my Aukerman.
Oh, I missed it. Oh, man.
In the press box. Probably my final one.
Oh, no. You know that'll come back out. More. Like, yeah. Probably if they – even if they make mistakes, he'll become Colt. Anderson will become Colt Aukerman.
We'll have to see. That's true.
You don't want that Colt Anderson. You want to keep that Anderson as your last name.
You sure do. PK?
It's going to develop over time, like so much with this team.
PK, thanks for being with us. Looking forward to seeing you again on Wednesday, and have a good rest of the day.
Take care, boys.
All right, Paul Kuharsky with us on the program from paulkuharsky.com. The Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad is coming up next.